In the heart of this great city, we saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning. September the 11th. September the 11th. September the 11th.
September 11th. September 11th. September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th. 2001.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam. Saddam. Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam Hussein.
War and danger. Continuing danger.
Hour of danger.
Very, very dangerous world.
A grave new threat.
Horrific acts of atrocities. Murderous regimes dedicating to killing us. Tyranny and terror. Slaughtered thousands.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons programs.
The deadliest of weapons.
Terrible weapons. Nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons.
Poison gas.
Torture chambers. Mass graves.
Deadly technologies.
Radical ideology of hate.
Terror of threats.
Terror.
Terror.
Terror. War on terrorism.
War against terrorism.
Global war on terror.
Global terrorism.
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 The evil terrorists. Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Man, the whole war situation is unnecessary based on a few simple facts. I mean, our country, it looks good on the outside, but the inside is broken. And I think this whole, like, war thing is based on covering up that problem. Because you figure if you fix things here, you know, you won't have problems elsewhere. I mean, this is all about money and control, and it's based on leadership that's out of control. So, you know, I think the long and short of it is, if you look at self, you find the answer to most problems, and our leaders don't have a habit of doing that. So, I mean, I think every citizen or individual that's here and is affected by it, whether it's subliminally or not, I think it should take a conscious effort as into reminding the powers that be that, you know, the decisions that they make affect us more than them, because they have a way out when this is our everyday life and they're messing with it on a regular basis, you know. We should all be conscious of that and do something about it before it's too late.
Revolutionary means turning over. It's not, we need more than a few reforms. We need a total change in the structure of power. And I see this world as a world where wealth and power are tremendously polarized. There's a small minority that controls it. They have tremendous power in terms of military, in terms of media, in terms of culture, and that the vast majority of people, for the majority of people in the world, just food and shelter and medical care is a major issue.
This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
So I don't see a solution to that short of a total overturn of power. And I know from experience that this type of power does not concede through moral arguments or goodwill.
George H.W. Bush is a man who has obviously incredible reach into the White House. He receives daily CIA briefings, which is the right of any ex-president, but very few ex-presidents actually exercise that right. He does. And I think in a very real way, they are benefiting from the confusion that arises when George H.W. Bush visits Saudi Arabia on behalf of Carlyle and meets with the royal family and meets with the bin Laden family. Is he representing the United States of America? Or is he representing an investment firm in the United States of America? Or is he representing both? This company is about money. It's not about conspiracies to run the world or engineer political maneuvering and things like that. It's about making money, and it's about making a lot of money, and they've done very well.
A federal grand jury in Detroit today charged the 13 top leaders of the Weathermen with plotting to bomb public buildings in Chicago, Detroit, New York, and Berkeley, California. The Weathermen are the militant faction of the Students for a Democratic Society. Only one of the 13 is now in custody.
At 7:30 this morning, KPFK received a call from a woman identifying herself as a member of the Weather Underground.
Hello. I'm going to read a declaration of a state of war. This is the first communication from the Weatherman Underground. Kids know the lines are drawn. Revolution is touching all of our lives. Freaks are revolutionaries, and revolutionaries are freaks. If you want to find us, this is where we are. In every tribe, commune, dormitory, farmhouse, barracks, and townhouse, where kids are making love, smoking dope, and loading guns, fugitives from American justice are free to go. Within the next 14 days, we will attack a symbol or institution of American injustice.
The FBI said the Weather Underground organization, which took credit for the bombing, is the same radical group which was responsible for the bombing of the U.S. Capitol in 1971 and the Pentagon in 1972. But federal officials don't really know much about the group, which is believed to have between 20 and 30 members.
My name is Bernadine Dorn, and I was part of the Weather Underground from, well, it's hard to say when it started, 1970 to 1980. It was underground for 11 years.
There's no way to be committed to nonviolence in the middle of the most violent society that history's ever created. I'm not committed to nonviolence in any way.
I'm a teacher now in a community college, and my students will occasionally bring up the war in Vietnam and ask me what my involvement was. And I'll say, well, I helped found an organization whose goal was the violent overthrow of the government of the United States. And people would, my students will look at me as if I'm from another planet.
This system is going to be overthrown. It's going to mean a fight. And it's going to mean a lot of white people risking a lot of things when they finally join on the side of the black people and the people of Vietnam and around the world who have already begun the fight.
My name's David Gilbert.
I'm now in Comstock prison doing a life bid. In terms of mistakes we made, I'm willing to take responsibility, pay a price. I really haven't complained too much about my own personal situation. But was I fighting for a just cause? Was that the motivation? Was there a need to do something about what was going on? Yes, there was.
Free the Panther 21, jail the real criminals. Power to the people.
Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by several House colleagues on behalf and myself of the 27,000 voters of Duval County, in which 16,000 of them are African Americans that was disenfranchised in this last election.
Is the objection signed by a member of the Senate?
Not signed by a member of the Senate. The Senate is missing.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of many of the diverse constituents in our country, especially those in the 9th Congressional District, and all American voters who recognize that the Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Unfortunately, Mr. President, it is not signed by one single senator.
Unfortunately, I have no authority over the United States Senate, and no senator has signed.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself and several of my constituents from Florida. A senator is needed, but missing.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator?
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the signature of the senator.
Not a single senator came to the aid of the African Americans in Congress. One after another, they were told to sit down and shut up.
And it's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the gentleman,
objections.
Gentlemen will suspend.
Won't sign the objections, Mr. President.
The gentleman will suspend.
Inauguration coverage, 2001, on a nasty, but it could be worse kind of day in Washington.
Hooray!
me, it was a question of what had to be done to stop the much greater violence that was going on. So in that respect, yes, I feel I shouldn't be in prison. I feel the people who should be in prison are the head of Union Carbide and the head of Standard Oil and Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton and the whole crew and Rockefeller. That's who should be in prison.
Anybody in combat arms is are just cannon fodder to the people above you. The elitists run the wars, they start the wars, and the soldiers fight them and die in them. And I don't think these elitist people give a damn at all about how many soldiers are killed and what happens to their families and what happens to the people left behind.
What it will do is hold this in my heart. It has been in my heart since September 11th. I lost my husband 15 years. I'm now by myself. I need to know what happened to him. I know what I got back from the autopsy. That man was my life, and I have no plan. I was taking a class, and they asked me, what was I going to do in the next 5 years? And if I'm not doing something with this, I don't know what reason I have to live. So it's very important. Very important. Okay.
Town to the nation, we'd like to do a song for you about the larger picture. There's only one season lately. There used to be an agreement between the seasons that they would all come and stay for 3 months and then go to wherever seasons go when they're not where we are. Lately, there has been no spring, no summer, and no fall. Politically and philosophically and psychologically, there has only been the season of ice. It is a season of frozen dreams and frozen nightmares, a scene of frozen progress and frozen ideas, frozen aspirations and inspirations. They call the season winter. We call the song Winter in America. Just like the city that
stagger on the coastline. Living in a nation just can't take much more. Like the forest they buried beneath the highway, I never had a chance to grow. We never had a chance to grow. And now it's the winter. Seems like winter in America. Time when all of the healers done been killed or been betrayed. Say, people know it's something wrong with everybody. All of the winter seems like a winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Brother, save your soul. Lord knows it's a winter in America. The Constitution, another piece of paper, and with free society, well, the struggle will be dying, man. And now democracy is ragtime on the corners, unemployed, hoping and praying. Yes, it's been a hoping for some rain, but it just don't look like rain. I've seen robins in Princeton, Valentine's, and watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. And like peace has it melted in our dreams, and never had a chance to grow. Well, it never had a chance to grow. If somebody won't know, tell them it's a winter. It's cold, it's like a winter in America. Yes, time when all of the healers, people who could help us, done been killed or been betrayed. Say, people know it's something wrong. Hey, winter. Yes, it feels like winter in America. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting. But nobody knows what to say. Sisters, save the babies. Yes, winter in America.
truth is there ain't nobody fighting because nobody knows what to say. Yes, and the truth is there's nobody fighting, nobody knows what to do, what to do. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting because nobody knows what to say.
In fact, it didn't seem like Christmas if there wasn't bombs in a ludicrous way.
As President Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible only make violent revolution inevitable.
Calling itself the Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI, broke into an FBI field office in Media, Pennsylvania, and made off with several boxes of files. The documents, which were leaked anonymously to the press, revealed the existence of COINTELPRO, a secret FBI program to destroy a wide range of groups that opposed the U.S. government. The Black Panthers, the anti-war movement, even Martin Luther King.
Yo, Manhattan. There's a secret hidden just behind your smile. Stopped my dreaming. It really messed me up for quite a while. I wish I could express it, but I must confess, I just don't have a clue. York, New York. I thought I could depend on you. What's up, Harlem? Child, my heart goes out to you like no one else. Train is gone now. We have to find the answers for ourselves. We'll be right back. could depend.
Essentially is a god of love.
To heaven, to heaven,
and my God, 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 and my God.
Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now
trying to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. Or here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Thank you.
Did you tell the president at any time prior to August 6th of the existence of Al-Qaeda cells in the United States?
First, let me just make certain.
If you could just answer that question, first, because I only have a very limited...
I understand, Commissioner, but it's also important, Commissioner, that I address the other issues that you have raised. So I will do it quickly, but if you'll just give me a moment.
Well, my only question to you is whether you
I understand,
told
Commissioner,
the president.
But I will, if you'll just give me a moment, I will address fully the questions that you've asked.
We have given extraordinary cooperation with Chairman Keene and Hamilton.
We haven't gotten the materials we needed, and we certainly haven't gotten them in a timely fashion. The deadlines we set have passed.
Will you testify before the commission?
This commission? You know, I don't testify. I mean, I'd be glad to visit with them.
Taken the war and he had turned it into a marketing device. He had said it was something we could run on. It was something valuable for the Republican Party.
The enemies of the United States showed the harm they can do and the evil they intend.
September 11th brought the evil home to the United States.
We will not trust the restraint or good intentions of evil people.
It's not like the president is a marionette, but they've got their messages down, and those messages come from Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
The dictator. Karl wanted to have a well-defined identity that would give him a role in life, a place in life, and he found it early on, and he has stuck with it, no matter what it cost him.
Karl was co-candidate for governor of Texas, he was co-governor of Texas, and he is now co-president of the United States.
He is a person who has associated himself with a candidate to a degree and with a closeness where you really can't tell where one begins and the other ends.
What's dangerous about Karl Rove is there is no rule that he won't break if he thinks it'll help his candidate get elected.
Bear Bryant said, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." That, in my view, is how Karl operates.
We can go to the American people on the issue of winning this war, not just because of the inspiring leadership of our president since September 11th, not just because of the solid and stable and experienced leadership of his war cabinet, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Powell, Rice, Wolfowitz, Armitage, Ashcroft,
Rumsfeld never went to war. Wolfowitz never went to war. Pearl never went to war. And certainly Cheney never went to war. The concept of prolonged and constant war fitting with Karl Rove's strategy politically perfectly. Because prolonged war artificially kept Bush's numbers up.
Ultimately, it's the president who decides to go to war, but it's the people talking to the president who give him the information that he uses to make his decisions, and nobody talks to him more about these kinds of things than does Karl Rove.
Karl Rove. Karl Rove. Karl Rove. Karl Rove. Karl Rove. Karl Rove.
That lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Tell
Crazy to fight it, and it could never dent it. And there's a certain immediate logic to that, for sure. History has shown that every empire has fallen, no matter how powerful it seemed at the time.
Hereafter, when freedom, justice, and equality will ring in the hearts and in the minds of all men. Hereafter, when man has consumed knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from what he has overlooked for so long. Yes, there will be peace for all hereafter.
When I was in prison, I'd been in prison for about 2 years, and I was put in isolation. And I wrote a letter to my father, and I said, either I'm really a great optimist and have just oceans of hope and joy, or I'm really stupid and too dumb to know what's happening to me. And I still feel that sometimes, because most of the movement that was committed to and really thought a revolution was going to happen in the late 60s, early 70s, has fallen by the wayside and said, oh, it's going to be eons and, you know, it's not going to happen, whatever. Not most, but a lot of people. I still have hope. I don't think we're going to have a revolution in 5 years like I did in 1970. But I definitely think that people never stop struggling and never stop waiting for the moment when they can change the things that make their lives unlivable.
I would do it again. I'd like to do it better, differently, smarter, but in a revolutionary context, if I didn't have my old parents and my young kid, I would certainly do it again. I would certainly want to be part of an emerging revolution again. It was a precious, precious opportunity. And I think we came close. I mean, I think the world came close to seeing those major changes, and I think that that makes a difference in terms of the ability of movements for change to emerge in the future. The fact that there's a history of resistance, there's a history of white people's participation in resistance, I think makes a difference to the ability of that kind of resistance to emerge again.
Do you think it will?
I think it already is.
Oh, rebellion is inevitable and continuous. Resistance by every means necessary is happening and will continue to happen within the United States as well as around the world. And I remain committed to the struggle ahead.